ministers and other friends of the Berrien Springs School. Nashville, Tennessee, December 27, 1901. To the ministers and other friends of the Berrien Springs School. There are times when things do not work as brightly and cheerfully as we could wish because difficulties stand in the way of rapid advancement. But we hope, brethren and sisters, that you will all be encouraged to take a thorough interest in the establishment of the school at Berrien Springs, and aid it by the sale of Christ's object lessons and in other ways. Let the sale of Christ's object lessons be taken hold of interestedly in our large cities and in the smaller settlements. Brethren, wake up! The good hand of the Lord has been with our people in the selection of a good place to locate the school. This place corresponds to the representation given me as to where the school should be located. It is away from the cities, and there is an abundance of land for agricultural purposes and room so that houses will not need to be built one close to another. There is plenty of ground where students shall be educated to cultivate the land. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. We would have all to understand, when canvassing for object lessons, that they are doing a work that is essential to be done for the school which should now be going up. The Lord will help each one who will pray and work and pray. The light which I have tried to present before our people is that we must arouse ourselves from sleep, and all feel an interest in the school that is to be built up at Berrien Springs. Do not let this matter of erecting suitable buildings fade away from your interest. It is for this very purpose that the sale of object lessons should now be vigorously carried forward. Let our prompt action enable the interested ones to make successful the work of moving our school out of Battle Creek. The land has been secured, and now the work of preparing suitable buildings is to be entered into without delay. Let all plans be laid. Let the fitting place be now selected. Let those who have been faithful hitherto take right hold and do their best. Let not this work fail. Let the students lay right hold of this matter in earnest. Let not managers, teachers, or helpers swing back into their old customary ways of letting their influence negative the very plans the Lord has presented as the best plan for the physical, mental, and moral education of our youth. The Lord calls for steps in advance. Because the teachers may never have been trained in physical, manual labor, they are not easily persuaded in regard to the very best methods to secure for the youth an all-around education. And even the very ones who have been most reluctant to come into line in this matter, had they been given in their youth the physical, mental, and moral education combined, might have saved themselves severe attacks of illness, and their brain, bone, and muscle would at this time be in a more healthful condition because all of the Lord's machinery is being proportionately taxed. Precious lessons from the best instructors should be secured in spiritual lines, in agricultural employments, and also in the carpenter's trade and the printing business. The Lord would have these mechanical industries brought in and taught by competent men. Whoever shall take up the work of selling Christ's object lessons should have the encouragement and help of their brethren.